This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We think of cars as using a lot of oil, but what about tires? Turns out one standard car tire contains roughly 7 gallons of oil. Now Goodyear Tire and Rubber is working on an alternative, a tire made with soybean oil. Michael Kearns manages the Global Materials Science Group at Goodyear. He's helping to develop the soybean tire. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So why soybean oil?
Well, we took a look at our possibilities, and Goodyear uses petroleum-based oils typically to aid in the processing of our rubber compounds. And we're always looking to give the company options as a means to free ourselves from, you know, dependence on any one raw material, especially petroleum. Soybean oil is actually readily available in the U.S. If you look at bio-based oils, it's one of the most abundant and cost-effective alternatives that we could find.
From what I understand, this could actually reduce Goodyear's oil use by quite a bit.
Yeah, right now we're looking at exactly how much that would be. And, of course, it depends on the market penetration. But estimates range to as high as over 7 million gallons of oil annually.
So what about the consumer buying these tires? What differences will they see between buying and using a regular tire and buying and using a soybean oil-based tire?
Well, right now we're looking at some of those factors. Currently, we see this as being cost neutral. That's one of the things that we find to be most attractive about soybean oil as an alternative. It seems to be fairly cost effective. But from the consumer's perspective, the tire will look the same. Our initial indications are that they may actually experience an improvement in their tread life. We're currently looking at only treads. So the sidewall of the tire, the inner liner of the tire are not being considered right now. And really, how far this penetrates into our product line and into the actual construction of the tire really depends on how successful we are going forward and, you know, how cost-effective this remains to be versus petroleum.
Michael Kearns is the manager of Global Materials Science Group at Goodyear. Michael, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.